Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap Game 5 and the best of five series in the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Connecticut Sun and Chicago Sky, plus a preview of the 2022 WNBA championship between the Connecticut Sun and Las Vegas Aces. That's all coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever. Headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Street Kings got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to recap Game 5 in the best of five series in the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Connecticut Sun and the Chicago Sky. I tell you what, this was an intriguing game, but late in the fourth quarter, Connecticut started to take control and they basically sealed the deal as Connecticut would beat Chicago 72-63. One of the key contributors for this game was Courtney Williams. She handled her business big time in this contest. Matter of fact, Courtney sealed the deal for the Sun to take to beat the Sky to advance to the WNBA championship. Here's how she did
it. One is 12-0. Defense coming from the crowd. Courtney Williams! Big bucket. Might have just put a dagger. And has silenced this crowd.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN2, and the Walt Disney Company. And I tell you one thing, Courtney's been one of the bright spots for the Connecticut Sun. Of course, she had some solid seasons with the Atlanta Dream. And in her first season with the Connecticut Sun, Courtney has definitely been made a big contribution to that team. She would finish with 12 points. We'll get more into the stats in just a moment, but first let's get to some postgame comments. Here's Sun center Jonquel Jones at the end of the game.
That's the belief. The belief that you know, we're going to play our style of basketball. We're going to go out there. 8-point deficit is nothing. We've been down by more than that. So just the resilience of this team, just to come out here and play good basketball, be tough. I mean, we stayed locked in. You know, we're not about to be bullied, you know, so it is what it is. You know, we're here for this game. We're here and we're locked in, so it's all right. Man, look, we came into this series and we had that mindset. It wasn't redemption. It was just another opportunity, and I think that's the biggest thing is, like, how many people get to say that they can do that and come back and play against a team that knocked them out last year? So for us, it was just the mindset, the mentality to just come in and play good basketball, man. I'm so proud of this team. I'm so proud of this team. To be honest, I'm just going to enjoy this moment right now. You know, hats off to the Aces, and we'll see them in the championship, but I'm enjoying this right here, and we'll be locked in when the championship starts.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN2, and the Walt Disney Company. So you heard what Jonquel Jones said, last year's regular season league MVP. She said that Connecticut, they were locked in. They weren't going to let Chicago bully them. Yes, Chicago was the defending champions coming into this series, but they weren't going to let the Sky bully them. They were going to make them fight. They were going to be scrappy, and that's what Connecticut did to hold on to get the victory. Let's stay with Connecticut. Here's head coach Kurt Miller at the end of the game.
So excited for those 11 players in that locker room. They played this whole series with so much heart, energy, and effort. And, you know, someone probably would have called us crazy if you would have told us as the series started that we could hold that high power offensive team four times in five games, 80 or less. And 35 or 36 games, we just in this series held them to three lowest scoring totals in their last 35 or 36 games on the season. Again, just incredible defensive effort, energy, passion by our players. And after losing some composure and their disruption bothering us tonight, to regroup in the fourth quarter and have a fourth quarter to hold that high power offense to 5 points, you just see how badly that group wants to keep playing with each other. All about those 11. All about those 11.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you heard Connecticut Sun head coach Kurt Miller saying it was all about those 11, and those 11 players for Connecticut made the difference. And you heard me mention coming into this segment about the fourth quarter where the momentum had shifted, and Coach Miller mentioned about the fourth quarter playing a major role in helping Connecticut. Quarter was when everything had tied, when the tide had turned, and that's when shots started falling in for Connecticut. That's when their defense really tightened up in this game, and you heard what Coach Miller just said. It was just about the effort, and now they're going to be playing in this year's WNBA championship. Let's stay with Connecticut. Dawana Bonner and Natisha Heidemann, they've been effective all season long, and especially in this playoff run for Connecticut. Here's Dawana and Natisha at the end of the game.
That's it. She's a champion. She's been there. She knows what it takes. She's, her speech has been on point lately, I ain't gonna lie. So we've been feeding off of that. But yeah, she's a champion. She knows what it takes. So she leading the way, and we following.
Got to bottle that one up. Take it to Vegas.
We can't say it.
Nothing special. I mean, just stay together. I think if we stay together, anything is possible with this team. If you guys only knew our story, what we've been through this year is just from Jazz getting hurt on down to other things that we had in house. It's just been crazy, and we've just been so relentless. Relentless all season. We just had so much adversity. We pick up Bria, and then she get hurt, and we're still there. You know, like, just so much stuff. And I don't know. I'm just so proud of this group. We work so damn hard. But don't count us out yet. I think some people counted us out, but don't count us out just yet because we are relentless.
Everybody did.
We're relentless.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, the first player that you heard speak in that soundbite was Natisha Hydeman. Just talking, Natisha was talking about the leadership and championship experience of Dawana Bonner and how Dawana has been such a vocal leader all season, and especially coming into this playoff run, fork it. And then the second person that you heard speak was Dawana Bonner, and Dawana was just talking about people counting them out all season long and people not giving them a chance and all the stories that they've been through, not just during this season, but the last couple of seasons with injuries, of course, COVID still playing a major role in everyday life. And Dawana just saying that they had to fight really hard to get to this point, and they're here. It's official. They will be playing the Las Vegas Aces in the 2022 WNBA Championship. I want to move along now to the other side of the ball, and on the losing side, Chicago Sky head coach James Wade. Here's what he had to say at the end of the game.
Oh, this is tough. It's probably one of the biggest disappointments that I've had professionally. So, I mean, the players, they gave everything this year, and they did everything. I thought they deserved a little bit more. So I'm really disappointed for them. You know, I'm hurt for them. So it's hard to put into words right now. Wish we could have continued playing. But I thought they did as much as they could.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and James Wade. You can hear it in his voice, sad, frustrated. Just, he said that this was just not their best. It was less than their best. They were coming into this season as the defending champions looking to repeat. That did not happen, and James was just saying he would not settle for less, and hopefully they'll get back to the drawing board and try to make something happen for next season. And speaking of someone that's always been their best and never settled for less, Chicago Sky center Candace Parker. When it's all said and done, Candace is going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer, national champion, multiple gold medals, multiple WNBA championships. She has done so much in her basketball career, and she continues to play at such a high level, even though she's entered the latter stages of her career. Candace had a lot to say about her future, just the season in general. Here's Candace in her words.
I mean, it sucks. I feel like, you know, Connecticut's a good team. But going into the fourth, you know, I think the momentum kind of turned in our favor. And, you know, we just couldn't get stops down the stretch, and we couldn't put the ball in the hoop. But I think just in terms of, you know, our grit and our ability to get back to game five, you know, of the finals, you know, the amount of talent that we've had, you know, that we have on our team, and the amount of joy that, you know, we played with and for each other. You know, this was a fun season, you know, in terms of just being able to go out and ball with them. So I don't ever take that for granted, you know, the joy that, you know, teammates have and being able to be on a team that we, you know, liked each other. So, but this is a tough, it's a tough way to lose. But you know what? We're going to keep our heads up, and, you know, we're going to we'll try to make the best of it. Just like I do every season, I'm going to go back and reevaluate whether I'm able to continue to play at the level that I hold myself to. And I think that's the biggest thing, is I don't ever want to cheat the game. I won't cheat the game. So when I'm not able to go out and play and be, you know, the Candace that I want to be, I won't play. And so, I think that comes in the off season. I think that comes when it's time to prepare and try to get better. And I mean, James knows that's what we did last year, you know, in terms of, I call it, you know, citizen workouts to professional athlete workouts. And so, I mean, like I said, that's the farthest thing from my mind right now. I'm proud of this group. This sucks the way that this ended. But we gave ourselves a shot. Game five to go to the finals. I mean, here's the thing. We have a standard that we uphold. We won a championship last year. We don't hang conference banners. So, to be honest with you, I mean, defensively, I think that, yeah, they did a great job. They won the series. But, you know, I think if it's anything, it's us and our aggression that changes things. And we've shown that we could do that in the series regardless. So, like I said, it is what it is. It's meant a lot, you know, just in terms of being able to play basketball in front of the people that, you know, in terms of the people that first started seeing me play basketball. I think that it's meant a great deal to me just being able to, you know, be around the people that, you know, I wanted to come here and play for and play with. And, you know, Chicago always holds a special place in my heart, you know. Being a Chicagoan is special. Being from here is special. And I think, you know, we've seen the way that the city supports and has supported us.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you can just hear the frustration and the disappointment in Candace Parker's voice. Man, Candace Parker, as I mentioned before we went into the soundbite, all of the achievements, all of the accolades, and just, you know, never settling for less, always being her best on the court, winning national championships, WNBA championships, being a multiple star, winning Olympic gold medals. Candace, even in, as I mentioned earlier, just in the latter stages of her career, she is still getting it done. And you can just hear the disappointment and also a little bit of a reflection in her voice, just, you know, when she was asked about, is this the end? And she said she didn't know. She's going to take some time and just get her thoughts together and be reflective and find out what happens and see if she's ready to go. I hope she doesn't retire. I hope this is not the end, because she still has a lot of basketball left to be played. I mean, again, she's in her late 30s, but hey, she is still playing at such a high level. It's amazing. You know, we've seen a WNBA season with the retirement of Sue Bird, also with Sylvia Fowles, and you can also a retirement with Breon January. And we hope that Candace doesn't hang it up anytime soon. She still has so much more basketball left to be played. And again, you could just hear the frustration about losing, and they were the defending champions coming in, and they set the standard so high. And that's what you have to do when you're the champions, and when you're the defending champions, you still set that standard. You want to set that standard very high. And you can just hear just a lot of frustration. And definitely Candace just, she says she's going to take some time and just think about it and, you know, see where it goes from here. But I hope that she doesn't retire. I hope that she can still play much longer in the WNBA, because she still has so much more to give. All right. So again, the final score in game five of the 2022 WNBA playoff semifinals: the third seed Connecticut Sun beat the number two seed Chicago Sky 72-63. For Connecticut, Dawana Bonner finished with 15 points. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Courtney Williams finished with 12 points. Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. And Natisha Heidemann finished with 14 points. On the losing side for Chicago, What a game. What an effort. Kalia Copper, last year's WNBA Finals MVP, finished with 22 points. Emma Mieseman finished with 14 points. And Courtney Vandersloot finished with 12 points. And Candace Parker only finished with 7 points. So, again, the final score, Connecticut 72, Chicago 63. Connecticut wins the series 3-2. So now let's look ahead to the offseason for the Chicago Sky. There's going to be a free agent. Her future is definitely up in the air right now. I hope and pray that she can come back and play some more seasons in the WNBA. Also, there's some other contracts in place. You've got Kalia Copper, also Emma Mieseman. Of course, I believe Courtney Vandersloot is going to be around a little bit longer. Courtney and Allie Quigley, they're going to be around a little bit longer. But there's a lot of questions. Really, Candace Parker is really going to be the big question going into this offseason. Will she return? If Candace returns, I think that's really where, you know, everything is going to fall in place. I think that's where everything is going to stand still. If Candace comes back, expect much of the core lineup to return for the Chicago Sky. So, again, tough offseason. James Wade going to do a lot of soul searching, and then he's going to try to get it together for the next WNBA season. All right, let's move ahead now to our 2022 WNBA championship between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. Before we get into the players and everyone involved in this, let's look at the season series involving the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun. The first time the Aces and the Sun played each other was May the 31st of this season. It was a close game, but Las Vegas would win 89-81. Asia Wilson had a double-double with 24 points and 14 rebounds. And then their next meeting was on June the 2nd. This game was also in Las Vegas, and Connecticut would win that game 97-90. Again, that was a very close game, similar to the matchup back on May the 31st. And I tell you one thing, Connecticut, they've played tough all season long. Any opponent and every opponent they play them tough. And in the matchup from June the 2nd, Jonquel Jones had 20 points. Also, the leading rebounder was Alyssa Thomas with 12 rebounds. And then Natisha Heidemann and also Courtney Williams both led the team in assists with 6. So again, in that second game on June the 2nd, Connecticut would go on to beat Las Vegas 97-90. And then their last matchup during the regular season was on July the 17th, and Las Vegas would win 91-83. Kelsey Plum was the leading scorer for the Aces with 22 points. De'Erica Hamby and Asia Wilson both led the team in rebounds with 7, and then Chelsea Gray had 9 assists. So Las Vegas leads the season series 2-1. Las Vegas winning on May the 31st and July the 17th, and Connecticut winning the game on June the 2nd. This is a matchup, in my opinion, this is going to be a matchup of power versus skill. Let's start off with Connecticut for a moment. Connecticut is a team that's not built for speed, but they're definitely built for power. Jonquel Jones, a former league MVP. Jonquel is skilled. She's an effective shooter and also a great rebounder, getting points in the paint and getting those second chance points. Alyssa Thomas, speed is not her thing. However, with Alyssa, she is one of the toughest players in the WNBA. Alyssa brings the defense. She is a workhorse. She brings the power, rebounding, doing the defense, really doing the grimy and the dirty work for Connecticut. Dawana Bonner, similar skills to Jonquel Jones. I think Dawana, however, can be a little – I mean, Dawana is a tad bit of a better defender than Jonquel, but however, Dawana and Jonquel both similar skills, but the difference is Dawana's got that championship experience when she played for the Phoenix Mercury. Natisha Heidemann, your classic shooting guard, someone that's definitely going to be rely on in terms of getting points against a team like Las Vegas that is so skilled on the offensive side. Remember, Natisha, again, is the best shooter on the Connecticut squad. Also, you've got, again, Courtney Williams in the backcourt with Natisha Heidemann. Courtney is just your classic point guard, just your classic no-frills point guard, a decent shooter, but someone that will come in and will handle her business and penetrate, get the layups, solid defender. Courtney is just scrappy. She's somebody that you would want in the backcourt. And then also you have Breonna Jones. Breonna Jones, the reigning Sixth Player of the Year award winner. Breonna, again, she's like the De'Erica Hamby of Connecticut, coming off the bench, getting the points. The difference is De'Erica is a little bit more skilled than Breonna, but Breonna, again, is the one that does the dirty work, the one that gets in the paint, gets the rebounds, gets the defense, resets the offense, and makes a difference in the second chance points. So, again, Connecticut, they have an effective coach with Kurt Miller. He's been at the helm in Connecticut for quite a while now, and that it's his team. That's what he does, and, you know, Kurt has done a great job with Connecticut during his time with the team. Let's move over now to Las Vegas. And we talked about the power of Connecticut. I want to talk about the skill of Las Vegas. They are so skilled and they're quick, and they have a lot of scorers on this team. I want to start off, of course, talking about De'Erica Hamby. As I mentioned earlier, she's the two-time WNBA Sixth Player of the Year award winner. Hopefully she'll be healthy and will be ready to go for this series. Again, she hasn't played since the last month and a half of the WNBA regular season. I'm sure they're going to need her for an additional offense. De'Erica is still someone that's capable of getting the job done. Kia Stokes. Kia is going to be interesting in this series against Connecticut. Remember, Connecticut is a team that's full of power and strength. Kia Stokes represents the power and strength for Las Vegas. Not the most off. I mean, she's a decent player on the offensive side, but it's her defense and her rebounding that makes her valuable to Las Vegas on a team that's so quick and so skilled on the offensive side. I also want to talk about Bebe Williams, Raquana Williams. Bebe, again, comes off the bench. She gets her shots, similar in a Natisha Heidemann role, but Bebe comes in, handles her business, gets some key buckets. She was key in the series against the Seattle Storm. Jackie Young, this year's Most Improved Player of the Year award. Jackie, what can you say about her? Jackie is just doing her phenomenal, really improving her game year in and year out. She's definitely somebody that's going to be in this series for the Aces against the Sun. Kelsey Plum. Kelsey, man, what a year Kelsey has had this year. She's been through a lot, fighting injuries, finally being healthy, and she has really thrived, especially in this Becky Hammon offense. Really, all of the players have thrived in Becky Hammon's offense in Becky's first year as head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. Also, I want to talk about Chelsea Gray. Chelsea is having a playoff for the ages. Chelsea Gray is having a run unlike no other. There was a Rockefeller Records used to have a slogan back in the day that said, you're about to witness a dynasty like no other, where you are witnessing a player like no other, and that's Chelsea Gray. Chelsea is having a playoff for the ages. This is a once-in-a-lifetime performance for her. She has shined in the regular season, but she just upped her stock in this postseason, in these playoffs, and Chelsea is... Man, I know Connecticut is so strong on the defensive side. Connecticut, those defensive assignments are going to be something else going up against that whole team, but especially Chelsea Gray. And finally, the now two-time WNBA League MVP, Asia Wilson. We know Asia is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, a generational talent. Asia is the cornerstone of that Aces franchise. It begins and ends with her. Asia, very solid, very effective at the forward position. If you need her to shoot baskets, she can shoot them. You need her to get points in the paint, she can do that. Rebounding, defense, she can do all of that. And then some. And she's also the reigning defensive player of the year. Asia is just, again, one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. And Connecticut, it will have their hands full in this series. I know Jonquel Jones, Alyssa Thomas, Breonna Jones, Dawana Bonner, you know, that's going to be – that those bits of assignments are going to be massive going up against the reigning MVP and the defensive player of the year. And Las Vegas' head coach, what a job Becky Hammond has done in her first year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. If you know her story, she played many seasons in the WNBA, was a longtime assistant head coach for the San Antonio Spurs, didn't get the an NBA head coaching job. The Aces position opened up when Bill Laimbeer decided to step down, and Becky Hammond has just done a great job in her first year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. Again, she's the reigning WNBA head coach of the year. So Becky, the players are really a reflect, in my opinion, they are a reflection of her coaching style. If you remember Becky in her playing days, a tough, no-nonsense, fast point guard, and the Aces are a resemblance of Coach Hammond's playing style. They're tall, but they're skilled, and they just run up and down the court, whereas Connecticut, not a team that's built for speed, but they're a team that can slow you down. They're built for power, and they can Becky Hammond, great job by her. Now it's time for my my pick on who I think will win this year's 2022 WNBA championship. First off, big ups to Connecticut, big ups to head coach Kurt Miller and the wonderful players on his team. Hard fought year, great season. Big ups to Connecticut. Connecticut is going to have some more chances at this, but Las Vegas has just been too good, man. Las Vegas, everybody's so skilled from every position, guard, forward, and the center position. Everybody is good. I think it's going to be a fantastic series, and I think it's going to go the distance. And I like Las Vegas to win the series 3-2. It's going to go all 5 games, but I like Las Vegas to win the series 3-2, and Chelsea Gray will be my WNBA Finals MVP. All right, now for those of you who want to know about the broadcast schedule, well, here we go. Game one will be Sunday, September the 11th at 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on ABC. The game will take place in Las Vegas as the Sun battle the Aces. And then game two will be Tuesday night, September the 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN in Las Vegas. And then the series will shift for game three on September the 15th, which is a Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. And that game will be on ESPN. And then finally, if necessary, game four will also be played in Connecticut, and game five will return to Las Vegas. Again, games four and five, if necessary, but that takes care of the first 3 games. So game one, Sunday, September the 11th, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on ABC from Las Vegas. And game two will be on Tuesday, September the 13th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. And then the series will shift to Connecticut for game three on Thursday, September the 15th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific p.m. So there you have it. It's the 2022 WNBA Finals. The Las Vegas Aces, the number one seed, going up against the third seed, Connecticut Sun. All right, before we get on out of here, once again, a congratulations to Las Vegas Aces forward Asia Wilson for winning the 2022 WNBA Most Valuable Player Award. This is Asia's second time winning the award, and again, congratulations to one of the premier talents, one of the rising stars, and a generational talent, Asia Wilson. Again, Asia has already won this year's WNBA Defensive Player of the Year Award, and now when she wins her second WNBA Most Valuable Player Award. So congratulations to forward for the Las Vegas Aces, Asia Wilson. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you have a good one.
Streak King's got got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
At Discount Tire, we know your time is valuable. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.